You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for August 1989. Hello, I'm Fred Volpe. Let's step right up to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. Well, we have a lot of information to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service, including part two of Phil Wayne's look at LA radio. This time we'll take a look at the FMs. So let's get right into all the information here on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. And we have several new members coming aboard on the DX Audio Service, one of which is Tom Sanders. Tom, thank you for joining the DX Audio Service, and several more. I don't have all my notes here in front of me. I should have. A little disorganized here as we just got through working very extended shifts over at the TV station. 72 hours a week is a little much, folks. Anyways, we have also eight members which are up for renewal. So if you are suspecting that you might be due for a renewal, have someone check the label, the mailing label, on the outside of the box, and that always has the date of your last issue of the DX Audio Service. I'd like to remind our members that if you happen to hear some PR or just a mention of the DX Audio Service, be sure to drop us a line here at headquarters. Let us know where and when you heard it, and also, if possible, if you have a recording of it, we'd like to hear it. And be sure to send that information to me here at the DX Audio Service. My name is Fred Volpe, V-O-B-B-E. It's the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service. 706 Mackenzie, that's M-A-C, capital K-E-N-Z-I-E, in Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Also, if someone is looking to join the DX Audio Service and they'd like to get a demo tape and hear what the audio service sounds like, or if you're just curious about what our demo sounds like, what you can do is one of two things. If this is a friend you're going to be sending it to, just send me a blank, good quality C90 cassette, and I'll duplicate off a demo for you, and then you can give it to your friend. Otherwise, have them write to the National Radio Club, Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. Also have them enclose $3 for shipping and handling on a cassette and all the information. And that's the National Radio Club headquarters up in Cambridge, Wisconsin. Also on this edition of the DX Audio Service, we have an address change for one of our editors of the DX Audio Service, and that is Mr. Phil Wayne. And here's his new address, Phil Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, and the address is 4265 Keygate, K-E-Y-G-A-T-E, number 24, in Toledo, Ohio, 43614. Hopefully we'll have Phil's phone number on the next edition of the DX Audio Service, but until that time, if you want to write or send anything to Phil Wayne, be sure to use that address because the address is effective immediately. The National Radio Club's Topeka DXCon will be held September 1st through the 4th, 1989. Make plans now for the most affordable, the most fun, the most family-oriented DX vacation you'll ever have. The National Radio Club's 1989 convention will be held in Kansas's largest convention hotel, the downtown Topeka Ramada Inn, which has 430 rooms available. The hotel's executive tower overlooks the city, and rooms surround the courtyard, the enclosed 14,000-square-foot replica of New Orleans French Quarter. The two courtyards restaurants set the standard for dining in Topeka, and if Cajun Creole is one of your favorite cuisines, you'll find it there. Many other restaurants, stores, and attractions are within easy walking distance. Now, as an added attraction, Topeka's famous Railroad Day celebration is held every Labor Day weekend at nearby Forbes Field, close to the Combat Air Museum. Parades, races, free entertainment, a carnival, model and full-size trains, an intertribal Indian powwow, arts and crafts, and children activities will fill the weekend. Of course, other Topeka attractions such as the Capitol Building, the Kansas Museum of History, the historical Ward Meade Home, the world-famous Topeka Zoo, and many other sites await you and your family during these times that you don't wish to talk some DX. And also to help you get them a free bus ticket. is part of your convention package. Also, non-Kansas people get to participate in the Linger Longer program. When you stay overnight in a Kansas motel, eat in a registered restaurant, you'll automatically qualify for these, by the way, and take a in a scenic or historical site, you'll receive a Coleman cooler absolutely free. Tentatively, the convention itself will include an antique radio display, a local radio personalities, trivia quiz, a station tour, a beverage party, displays, tech talks, free materials, a goodie bag, plus the traditional business meeting, banquet, auction, and Sunday brunch. Now, here's the typical expenses that you'll need to know about. Pre-registration, which is $26, and that includes the Saturday night banquet at $12.30. The deadline for this is August the 17th. Now, from then until August the 2nd, it's going to be $30. Hotel reservations, one or two in a room, is $41.80 per night, including $38. All room taxes. Deadline is August the 17th. A reservation card is included in your convention information package, or call 1-800-228-2828 and mention National Radio Club Convention to obtain this special rate. 24-hour limousine service between the Ramada and Forbes Field is available. Ground shuttle service from Kansas City Airport is $20. Direct airline service to Forbes Field may be a reality by August, as the city is negotiating with American Airlines and at least two other airlines. Otherwise, the air shuttle service is about $35. Both the bus station and railroad stations are within two blocks. The Sunday brunch is going to be $6.95, senior citizens $8.25, children $3.75, plus tax and tip. We have the best spot in the courtyard reserved for 10:30 a.m. And that's about it. Snacks and beverages will be provided in the meeting room, which is twice the size of what you may be used to. To pre-register, send a check payable to National Radio Club for $26 per person by August the 17th to Topeka DXCon. That's T-O-P-E-K-A D-X-C-O-M, 1989, Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas, 66605, plus your name, address, phone number, expected time of arrival, mode of transportation, and suggestions for beverages and snacks. Also, if you could man the registration table for an hour or so on Friday or Saturday, or present a 15-minute tech talk, non-technical or whatever, or even include some trivia questions, we'd be grateful. And Paul Swearingen, your host, hopes to see you there at DXCon 1989. Well, let's swing it over to the star of the DX Audio Service, of course, Jerry Starr, with a look at the AM switch column. Jerry?
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. Today we have edition number 206, but before we get to that, we have a message passed on to us by Fred Volbe from a listener to the AM Switch section of the audio service named Michael Pisco. And Michael wrote in with a couple questions for us, so before we go any further, we'll answer Mike's questions. The first question is, in San Diego, California, is there a station with the call sign KOW on 1450 kilohertz? The answer is no and no. There is no station anywhere with the call KOW, and there's no station on 1450 in the San Diego area. Number two question, WCZN in Chester, Pennsylvania on 1590. What are the call letters before WCZN? Well, the station had a number of calls right before WCZN. For a short period of time, they were WQIQ. The station came on the air in 1947 under the call WDRF, but in 1960 switched to the call letters that the station was probably best known for until just a few years ago, WEEZ. Then they became WQIQ for a year or so, and now presently WCZN. So, Mike, I hope that answers your questions. And now let's get on with AM Switch, edition number 206. Call letter changes, WFIL, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Another long-standing call changing to WEAZ. On 790, WVEZ, Louisville, Kentucky, changes to WKKY. That's a change from an erroneous report a few issues ago where we said it changed to WWKY, because that's what the FCC told us, and that was not true. They changed to WKKY. That's on 790 Louisville. A 910 WRCQ, New Britain, Connecticut, becomes WNAZ. 980 KICJ, Shreveport, Louisiana, becomes KIOU. On 1050, WTPO, Conyers, Georgia, changes to WPBE. On 1140, KPHD, Conroe, Texas, becomes KSSQ. On 1230, KPAK, Redding, California, changes to KLXR. 1240, KZZE, Brownwood, Texas, becomes KXYL. 1260, KTYE, Aspen, Colorado, becomes KSNO. 1330, WNYM, New York, New York, becomes WWRV. 1390, WPKL, Bell Fountain, Ohio, becomes WBLL. 1440, WSLE, Bremen, Georgia, changes to WBKI. On 1450, WFRG, Rome, New York, becomes WPIG. On 1510, KDVE, Nederland, Texas, changes to KQXY. And on 1520, WRQK, Canton, Ohio, changes back to their former call of WINW. Applications for new stations, just two this edition, on 1020 in Kendall, Florida, and on 1030 in Cortero, Arizona. And that's actually a reapplication, so essentially only one new station applied for. Three new stations have been granted. On 610 in Patillas, Puerto Rico, 10,000 day, 500 night U4. On 700 in Camas, Washington, 12,500 watts daytime, 1,000 watts night U4. By the way, on the last edition, we noted that an AM application for 700 in Camas, Washington was denied. That's because there were several applications for the same facility. That one was denied, and following that denial, this one was granted this month. So that's on 700 Camas, Washington. And finally, on 770 Garland, Texas, will be 1,000 day, 1,000 night, and the antenna will be U2. A few highlights from applications from existing facilities. On 540 KDFT, Ferris, Texas, wants to change their city of license to DeSoto, Texas. On 630 KHDL, Opportunity, Washington, wants to move up the dial to 840 kilohertz. On 1240 WAGO, Reading, Pennsylvania, wants to move their studio location to Ephrata, Pennsylvania. Normally, we don't list studio location changes because there are literally hundreds of them some months, but this one is especially interesting because the new location they want to change their studio to is quite a distance from Reading. As a matter of fact, in Ephrata, Pennsylvania, their new address will be the same as WIOVFM, so you might be expecting to hear WAGO simulcasting WIOV in the near future. Grants to existing facilities. A couple highlights include on 720 WGCR, Brevard, North Carolina, raises their power to 1,000 watts. Excuse me, raises their power to 10,000 watts and moves their city of license to Pasaga Forest, North Carolina. On 1130 KBMR, Bismarck, North Dakota, moves to 710 kilohertz. There'll be 10,000 day, 4,000 night. The antenna will be U3. And finally, on 1540 KSGB, Fort Worth, Texas, their night power goes up to 5,000 watts, and they relocate their city of license to University Park, Texas. Now, finally, scanning down through the otherness portion of AM Switch, there are quite a few stations here we have listed as possibly being on the air. Essentially, this is a list of stations who have all passed their announced target date for getting on the air, and though reception has not been confirmed by a member, these are stations that should probably be on the air or be almost ready to come on the air. On 540 KPUP, Carmel Valley, California, for example, their target date was announced as the 1st of July. We have no confirmation that they're on the air, but they may be. Same is true on 670 for WWFE in Miami, Florida, and on 720 WRZN, Hernando, Florida. On 770 WWAM, North Fort Myers, Florida, this new station is on the air. Also on 770 KBEC, Waxahachie, Texas. They had a CP to move to this frequency, but that was dismissed as part of a settlement agreement, which paved the way for the granting of the new Garland, Texas station, which we already covered a few minutes earlier. So KBEC, you can cross out their 770 CP. They will remain on 1390. 880 KUTE, Desert Hot Springs, California, has announced construction of their new station is slated to begin in September of 1989. On 1050 KMBA, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico, this silent station is now back on the air. And as you may have divined from the call, they are running a business news format. 1170 WKFL, Bushnell, Florida, another station which may be on the air by the time this gets to you. Same is true for 1220 KBET, Canyon Country, California. They have already passed their announced target date, may be on the air. On 1300 WSSG, Goldsboro, North Carolina, this silent station has been sold. The new owners expect to return it to the air soon. 1480 WCIN, Cincinnati, Ohio, this station has been reported to be silent. 1510 WXLX, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, another silent station that has new owners and will soon be returning to the air. On 1530 WJPJ, Huntington, Tennessee, this station is silent. 1550 KOZR, Apple Valley, California, has announced a target date of September 1989. Finally, we'll step a few kilohertz outside the broadcast band up to 1660 and bring you the latest updated information on the NAB Anti-Skywave Antenna Experimental Project. I believe we covered last month the fact that the FCC had granted the experimental license for 1660. The call will be KA2XXB. All experimental licenses issued in the United States begin with KA2, so it's not like an amateur call, although that would be an amateur call, but KA2XXB is the call assigned. The city of license will be Beltsville, Maryland, although it is not exactly in Beltsville, but quite close. The construction began on the 26th of June, and testing is scheduled to start in August of this year. A 295-foot tower erection is expected to take about 8 days, so by the time you get this, the antenna will be up. Although a power of 5,000 watts was authorized, most of the transmission, we now understand, will be in the 400-watt range, and all the tests, of course, will be conducted at night. Now, the Prestholt antenna will be the first one to be tested, consists of the traditional vertical tower with the addition of a horizontal radiator at about 220 feet, fed by a separate balanced network and supported between the guy wires. They will have mobile monitoring units 10 to 15 miles from the test site to take field strength readings to determine the effectiveness of the antenna's design. According to Prestholt, the horizontal radiator, which is hung between the guy lines, can be oriented in the direction in which Skywave presents the most problem. So, contrary to what we were told previously by the NAB, it appears that this antenna is expected to have anti-Skywave properties in only some directions and not all directions, which opens up some interesting DXing possibilities once this station gets on the air. By next month's edition, we hope to have information on where you can write to try to obtain a QSL from this station if you do hear it, so don't forget to keep checking 1660 periodically when you're DXing at night. That's all for this edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. I'm Jerry Starr, and I'll see you in 1 month. Now, once again, here's Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And just before we get into the market scope with Mr. Phil Wayne, I'd like to remind you that from the publishers of the Idaho Broadcasting Guide comes the first edition of the Hawaiian Broadcast Guide. It's available postpaid from Frank Adden, A-D-E-N, at 5147 Morris Hill, Apartment 133, Boise, Idaho, 83706, for $3.50 U.S., and to Canada, $3.70. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to not necessarily profess to have the best Spanish ability, so I'll have to spell a lot of this. On our DX change, Flippy LG Flossy, F-L-O-S-I. And here's his address, capital R-U-A, capital S-E-N-A-D-O-R, capital V-E-R-G-U-E-I-R-O, comma, 232-502, Rio de Janeiro-RJ, CEP 22230 Brazil, needs help with understanding SAH displays, necessary equipment, etc., beyond what he has available in the NRC publication R3, Gordon Nelson's subaudible heterodynes on medium wave broadcast band. I think I do too, but if you have that information, you can send it direct to Philippi or send it to Mike up at the NRC headquarters and he will forward it. Also on the DX change, for sale, a Kenwood R600, like new, $325 plus shipping and handling from Chris Vito at 6750 21 Court, Sunrise, Florida, 33313. And also, his phone number is area code 305-742-6813. Wanted an AM modulation monitor like a RCA BW50 or a Bel Air AM1 must be working. And for sale, a NEMS Clark 8-tower phase monitor works real good. We'll trade for the mod monitor. Wanted to buy a 3 or 5 input RF switch with UHF connectors for amateur radio. Must handle at least 100 watts from 3 to 30 meg. And for sale, a GNBC long wire antenna, 75 feet long, $25 plus shipping. It's the professional unit. And also, want to trade top 40 songs from 1980 to now, also foreign language selections. Something for TopekaCon, Okay, anyways, who wants those? Yours truly, Fred Vobey. And you could write to me at Post Office Box 5031, Lima, Ohio, 45802. And finally, G. Harley DeLarue, D-E, capital L-E-U-R-E-R-E, sends this one ad from the Cumberland, Maryland Times News. Oscilloscopes, meters, signal generators, old vacuum tubes, etc. One offer takes all. Area code 359-0409. And mention the NRC if you happen to call. Now, let's flip it right over to Mr. Phil Wayne with the Lookout Market Scope. Phil?
Well, thanks once again, Fred. On this month's Market Scope, we begin a look at Los Angeles FM stations. Now, with the profile, here's one heck of a guy, Mark Marino.
Thank you, Phil. This is Mark Marino again with a look at Los Angeles FM market. And what a market it is. At 93.1, well, there was a station here that was folk rock and metal rock. Then it was only metal rock. Then it was progressive rock and true rock. And then it was the new 93.1 FM. I recorded this tape in late February, and they sounded like this.
The new 93.1 KNX FM. It's 8:17. Good morning. We're playing True Rock, Less Talk, and Robert Kraban music there. In fact, he won a Blues Grammy the other night. Don't be afraid of the dark. I'm Janine Wolf. We've got Jefferson Starship lined up for you, and you too. And Morton Downey is getting dumped. You can find out more about that on our 93.1 FM news update with Lou Irwin next.
KNX in that form with those jingles lasted a grand total of about 3 weeks. If you were listening on the morning of March 2nd, you would have heard something like we just heard, but by the afternoon, the new 93.1 had gotten old pretty fast.
Greatest hits of all time on Oldies 93 FM.
KODJ Los Angeles.
I wonder who wrote the book of love.
Oldies 93 FM, KODJ. It's 401 with Janine Wolf. Oldies 93 FM, KODJ, Southern California's nonstop oldies station. I'm Janine Wolf, and it's 404 from 1965. Great tune, The Seekers, and I'll Never Find Another You, but we'll never find another Jill Angel either. How's the traffic look right now, Jill?
Janine, a couple of signals in effect. The left lanes are closed South Pasadena Freeway south of Avenue 64. A full report coming up in 30 minutes on 93 FM, KODJ.
Stay close. We have Ruby and the Romantics up next.
This is your new oldies station, KODJ. Oldies 93 FM, with the most nonstop oldies on FM. Tell a friend about Southern California's new Oldies 93 FM, playing the greatest hits of all time, all the time. Let us know about your favorites toll-free at 1-800-292-9393. Tell a friend about your new oldies station.
Your new number one, Oldies 93.
Letters are KODJ. The frequency is 93 FM. The station is
Oldies 93 KODJ.
The station is a little different, perhaps, than some oldies stations in that they only play music between the mid-50s and 1969. At 93.9 on the dial is LA's FM country station, KZLA.
KZLA congratulating Sue Myers of Simi Valley. Picked up a pair of tickets to the Gene Autry Western Heritage Museum. Time now for our commuter of the day. Here we go. The person I would like to nominate for commuter of the day is Kathy Conway. She is easy to find as she commutes from Monrovia to Vernon in her wine-colored Jeep Wrangler, where she works for an environmental engineering company. That's it. I think she looks rather neat dressed in her business suits when she drives with the top down. She drives too fast. She can get to work in 35 minutes on a good day and had to talk a policeman out of giving her a ticket one time. Plays KZLA all the time, of course, and nothing gets by her if she can help it. When she's not working, she likes to take to the open road, long trips and short hops, anywhere she can go and enjoy being out of the house. When the weather is good, we take the top down and get our summer tans. She works hard, plays almost as hard, but always has time to give to others. She's always helped me with school, scouts, and all the projects a kid can have. Oh, yes, by the way, Kathy Conway is my mom. And even though she's 40, she's a terrific example of all the things I want to be when I grow up. From Karen Conway. Well, that's very nice. There you have it. Our commuter of the day happens to be Kathy Conway. She'll get our commuter of the day certificate, a commuter survival kit, $20 for the old Jeep, in the gas tank, that is, and our certificate for a tune-up from Tune Up Masters. And thanks, Karen, for taking the time to let us know about your wonderful mom. All right. Keep it on the Z. Here's Eddie Raven, KZLA. KZLA, Stereo 93.9 FM, Rodney Crowell. After all this time. 5:50 with James Anthony Rose. Good afternoon, everybody. Got more tickets for Lacey J. Dalton on the way for her performance this Tuesday night at the Strand in Redondo Beach. Also, another pair for the Gene Autry Western Heritage Museum. You keep it right here. By the way, speaking of tickets, George Strait tickets tonight, 7 to midnight, and tomorrow night, same time, for George Strait tickets on the Jim Bridges show. So don't you go anywhere. It is 6:01, and when you're hearing country music, you are listening to 93.9 KZLA, Los Angeles and Anaheim.
Well, I love the rain.
And 94.7, station that used to be progressive, KMET, finally decided a few months ago to go ahead and get jocks for their new format as KTWV.
94.7, KTWV, The Wave. Mokimbo is the name of that tune, and that is Duvall. Before that was Eric Tingstad with Bamboo. Just ahead of that, We're in This Love Together. Al Jarreau singing a happy song. We heard Justo Alamario with Beautiful, a group known as Dysrhythmia before that with It Will Only End in Tears. That's a very recent release. And we started you off with a new one from Hugh Marsh, vocal help from Robert Palmer, Sempre Nel Mio Cuore. 7:18 is the time. I'm Carrie Tombazian. Good evening. It would be my pleasure to speak with you tonight about any song titles or artist names you might have missed or LP titles that you are interested in. The Wave line numbers are as follows. It's 520-WAVE, or from 714, it's 259-9283.
Just think what you could do if somebody gave you $1,000 every...
Starting Wednesday, only on Channel 7.
Got a note from our switchboard that reminds you that AIDS Project Los Angeles desperately needs volunteers to become buddies to people with AIDS. For more information, please call the switchboard here at 95.5 KLOS. Time for me to roll on out of here. You have yourself a great Tuesday, what remains of it. Gino is up next. He's going to rock and roll you throughout the afternoon. This is Genesis Now, then some Phil Collins solo on Two for Tuesday on KLOS Los Angeles. KLOS, Southern California's rock and roll radio. Steely Dan with a couple for you there. It is Two for Tuesday. Green Earrings, also Press a Logic. You heard the Scorpions from Savage Amusement with Rhythm of Love and Rock You Like a Hurricane. Love at First Sting. BC left you with Genesis and Phil Collins also. You got a tour for you want to hear? Give me a call. We'll see if we can work it in for you. Have you seen the clouds today in Southern California? What is a major cloud action happening? Coming back in just a moment, I've got an announcement for you that you're going to like a lot.
America West!
That's Genesis Insurance at 662-3300.
We've got something great for you right now, especially if you're a David Crosby fan. You know, he's going to be at the Wiltern Theater Friday, May the 5th. And between the sound check and the show, David is going to hold a special question and answer session with 40 individual KLOS listeners. That sound pretty good? Now, if you want to attend, just send us a letter explaining in 25 words or less why you would like to be part this very special question and answer session with David Crosby. Now, each chosen listener will also receive a copy of David's book, Long Time Gone, a cassette copy of Oh Yes, I Can, and, of course, a ticket to the show provided by the Wiltern Theater. Now, here's the address. KLOS Radio, David Crosby, P.O. Box 95.5, L.A., California, 90016. Now, your deadline is that May the 3rd, 12 noon, so get your letters to us. Sound like a lot of fun, doesn't it? 95.5 KLOS, that's us. We like fun.
I forgot our station at 92.3.
92.3 KFAC Los Angeles, presenting Martin Perlick interviews every weekday afternoon at 4:25, this week featuring conductor Naimi Järvi. Right now we feature music by Mozart, one of the many pieces that didn't make it into the film score of Amadeus. This is the Symphony No. 27 in G major, Kershal 199. He'll just have to go back and write some more. Christopher Hogwood conducts the Academy of Ancient Music.
And now let's jump up to 96.3 for a listen to KFSG. They run religious programming, and when they're not doing that, they run automated contemporary gospel music.
Come join the fun at Christian Jamboree 89. Serving all of L.A. and Orange County, this is 96.3 KFSG Los Angeles. The Christian voice of Southern California.
97.1 is held down by a very successful classic rock format, KLSX.
Breakfast with the Beatles on 97.1 KLSX. One of John Lennon's masterworks come together from the Abbey Road session. And that was the first time that he had brought a song into a session for, boy, geez, at least a couple, 3 months. He had done the Ballad of John and Yoko when he and Yoko got married in the spring of that year. And then they, as the Plastic Ono Band, had released Give Peace a Chance. But as opposed to, you know, coming in every week or every couple of days with a new song or a new bit or an idea, John hadn't done that for a while. But then, during that July 1969 session, he came in with that one, and boy, did that sale come together from Abbey Road. Also, John from the White Album with Sexy Sadie, See What You've Done, and actually another John Lennon song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, from the movie Help. No John at all on For No One, and no George either from that song on Revolver. It was Paul and Ringo, only Paul of course, playing the bass and the clavichord. Ringo, drums and cymbals and maracas again. And Alan Civil, a man from the Philharmonia in London, who became very famous amongst his friends for having played that beautiful French horn solo with the Beatles. From the album With the Beatles, John Lennon playing harmonica on Little Child, and the flip side of She Loves You, the single released in August of 1963, I'll Get You. Well, we got you. I've been telling you about frequent listeners, and we're going to be taking hundreds of KLSX frequent listeners to the Michelin Challenge Series tennis match between Jimmy Connors and Yvonne Lendl at the Great Western Forum on this Wednesday night, April 12th. And frequent listener Michelle Graham and her guests are going to be treated to a fantasy night with courtside seats, a round-trip limo provided by Morris Limousine, and a very special Forum Club dinner. If you're attending the match, be sure to stop by the KLSX Calistoga booth for free samples of Calistoga, the original Napa Valley mineral water. That's this Wednesday night, April 12th, Connors versus Lendl at the Forum with KLSX and Calistoga.
Broadcasting high atop Signal Hill in Long Beach, KSKQ.
Ella es una chica del can, con Juana la Cubana. Cuidado con ella. Ahora que estamos en las 3:35 minutos en FM 98, la emisora que está regalando $100,000. ¿Y cómo participar? De la siguiente manera.
Síguele al gordo, juegue loto.
This is a test. This station is conducting a test of the emergency broadcast system. This is only a test.
Esta es solo una prueba. Esta estación está conduciendo una prueba del sistema de emergencia radial. Esto es solo una prueba.
This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the Long Beach, Santa Ana, and Los Angeles areas. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Esto ha sido una prueba del sistema de emergencia radial. Los radiodifusores de su área, en cooperación voluntaria con las autoridades federales, estatales y locales, han desarrollado este sistema para mantenerle informado en caso de emergencia. Si esto hubiera sido una emergencia verdadera, la señal que usted escuchó habría sido seguida por información oficial, noticias o instrucciones. Esta estación sirve las áreas de Long Beach, Santa Ana y Los Ángeles. Esto concluye la prueba del sistema de emergencia de radiodifusión. Ahora regresamos con nuestra programación habitual.
KSKQ, located at 97.9 on the dial and at 98.7, our only beautiful music station, KJOY.
Great sound in our town, 98.7 KJOY. KJOY, that is Ray Charles, who just last night was the featured artist on our KJOY Saturday night concert, Born to Lose. Isn't that a terrible attitude, but a great song. St. Thomas Choir also brought us Let the River Run just a little bit before that. It is 9:49. Good evening. Nice to have you with us on this Memorial Day weekend, Sunday night. Low clouds expected tonight. Let me try that again. I'll stick my teeth back in my mouth and go one more time with it. Low clouds expected tonight with light winds. For more than 20 years, one Southland radio station has meant easy listening. 98.7 KJOI Los Angeles, a command communications station.
Uh-oh. Fred is frantically waving his arms and pointing at the clock. Fred, are we out of time? Or is WLIO-TV's tower snapping the guy wires? Anyway, next month, we'll finish off LA's FMs and see if we can get into some more trouble. Speaking of trouble, Topeka can always use a little extra trouble, which is why, I'm sure, it was selected for the site of the 1989 National Radio Club Convention. The convention runs September 1st through 4th at the downtown Topeka Ramada Inn. Now, why not pre-register and save some money? Pre-register before August 17th by sending a mere $26 per person to TopekaDXCon89. That's Post Office Box 5711, Topeka, Kansas 66605. Be sure to include your name, address, phone number, the expected time of arrival, and any suggestions you may have for either beverages or snacks. It's going to be as much fun as watching the WHAS tower lights blinking on a blustery January's Eve, so I hope to see you there. Actually, rumor has it that a Phil Wayne effigy is going to be burned following Saturday's banquet, so I may make myself scarce just so they don't grab the wrong one. Now, for additional information, see the current DX News or check out Fred's message at the beginning of this cassette. For the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. Now let's check out and see what the Bowker kids are doing.
Well, thank you, Fred. Yes, hello, everybody. Last month on the DX Audio Service, we left you with a trivia question about the number of radio networks, and we did have some response to that, I'm delighted to say. But the question, if you remember, was how many national radio networks are there, where we counted ABC as just one? If you remember, but there are several, which we'll go over in a minute. But we came up with the number 21. And rather than my sitting here just reading all 21 to you, son John is with me. Hello, John.
Hello.
And we're going to go down this list about as fast as we can read the list. Why don't you take all the even-numbered ones, John?
Okay.
And we'll tell you what we think they are, and then you can compare notes, and we'll see. Okay, number one is ABC Radio.
AP Network News.
CBS Radio.
The National Black Network.
NBC Radio Network.
Sheridan Broadcasting Network.
United Stations Radio Networks.
The USA Radio Network.
Mutual Broadcasting System.
CNN Radio.
The Family Stations.
GBI Gear.
Great American.
The Moody Broadcasting Network.
Progressive Music Network.
Transtar Radio Network.
UPI Radio Network.
The Wall Street Journal Radio Network.
WFMT Fine Arts Network.
NPR, the National Public Radio.
And American Public Radio.
Now, you said that you're only counting ABC as one. Yeah. Last count, I got up to five.
There's ABC Contemporary, FM, Information, Entertainment, Rock, and Direction. That's six.
That's six.
Six. Okay, well, you did quite well. But you could say the same thing about NBC, for instance.
With NBC having three, the Source, they're also responsible for TalkNet as well as their news network. And the Progressive Service Network also has the Breeze,
yep,
and Satellite Music Network. Sun Radio Network, you've been hearing on some of the tapes.
That's
out of,
right,
Florida.
Yeah. Tampa,
and
yeah.
TNNR, the Nashville Network.
That probably comes out of, that's Nashville, yeah, the Nashville. You said it, didn't you?
Yes.
That's the answer to the trivia quiz. We stand ready and accused to take on all comers. But now let's see. We ought to come up with a new trivia question. You know, John, I keep on the computer an up-to-date listing of stations, and we sort them one way or another, and the most recent, I've sorted according to frequency, so...
Well, you mean all the 540 stations together and then all the 550s and so on.
That's right, yeah. And the list is for all the stations, you know, not just those that we have on tape here or anything like that. And then within the 540s, I've sorted the stations so that each, you know, according to state and city...
So when you go through your log, the very first one would be that station out in California, KJCC.
It certainly, you know, I haven't looked at it in a little while, but it certainly was that a year ago, yeah. That's at 540, and it is in the state of California, and apparently there are no 540s in, what would it be, anything beginning with a letter A.
Alabama or, yeah, Alaska or,
incidentally,
Arizona.
I don't include Alaska and Hawaii in the database. That's in a separate database for some obvious reasons, I guess.
So what's the last one going to be on the list, then?
That would be in West Virginia, being in the W's. There's nothing higher. In Wheeling, at 1600, WZZM. Okay?
Okay.
Wheeling.
So what's the question?
Oh, very
simple. Get to the point.
Very simple. What station do you suppose is in the middle of the list?
You're kidding.
No. What station? Exactly in the middle of the list. I tell you what. Yeah, maybe I am. I'll give you a gold star if you can tell me, not you, John, because you can go down and look at the list, but what is the frequency of the middle station? We'll make that the trivia quiz for this month. On this list, sorted the way I mentioned, what is the frequency of the middle station?
Okay, now I get it. Let's see. There's 107 channels,
yeah,
and we're going to start at 540, so you add half of 107,
yeah,
which is 54, 53 and a half to 540. Let's start with 1080, and we get right in the middle of the list, right?
Oh, no, because that would mean that, you know, there are more stations at 1230 and 1240 and all the other graveyard frequencies than there are down around, say, 640 or 650. There are only one or two stations on some of those channels, so...
Okay, so, well, I guess that means it's going to be a little bit higher than 1080.
You suppose right. Now, incidentally, for this month, since this is kind of a guessing game and we can have some fun with it, the DX Audio Service has set up a special telephone answering machine to collect the answers to the trivia quiz, just for the trivia quiz now. And if you want to call in with a guess or an answer, whatever, the person who guesses the closest to the right frequency will win a clean, blank 90-minute cassette. I will send that to the winner myself, in fact. And in the case of a tie, I'll send the cassette to the person who comes closest to naming the actual radio station that's at the midpoint of the list. You got that? Here's the telephone number to call in with your answer and just leave it on the answering machine. Area code 609-799-0528. Just leave your guess on the answering tape. This telephone number will be good through August 13th. That's a Sunday. So after Sunday night, the 13th, don't call it anymore. And after that night, it'll be taken out of service, at least according to our present plan. Once again, 609-799-0528.
Sounds good.
This is WUBE Radio, 1230 kilocycles in Cincinnati, Ohio, conducting equipment and maintenance tests. WUBE will resume regular programming shortly.
WUBE Cincinnati.
And on part two of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, we'll take a look at the travel log and a whole lot more, so stay tuned.
Only on Channel 4, Channel 4, miles above the rest. Only on Channel 4, Channel 4, come on, do the best. Only on Channel 4, giving you more. WNBC, come on, do the best. Only on Channel 4.